This is David, Applied Precision Products. Can I help you?
Hey, David. My name's Nico. I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good.
Good, good. Good to hear. Look, I know you're busy. I'm not trying to take up a lot of your time. I'm actually following up on a pre-approved finance offer our bank mailed out to the business about 2 weeks ago. Pre-approved you guys for some equipment financing and working capital.
Well, we're looking for working capital at about $35,000 to $42,000.
Okay,
and we're already working with somebody, but tell you the truth, they're dragging their feet. They've had everything they needed for about the last week and a half, and they still can't tell us what kind of rate they're going to give us.
Okay, see, that's where we can kind of help you out right now. Our approval process is about 24 hours, and then our funding process is about 48 hours after getting approved. So it's actually a lot quicker than what, you know, you're dealing with right now.
What kind of rate typical?
What were they offering you?
They were going to be somewhere in around 19%.
19%?
We're looking for 2 to 3 years.
2 to 3 years? Okay.
Yeah.
And they haven't even gone back to you in terms of, like, what they have for you? I mean, were they just ballparking these rates?
No, that's what they had said in the beginning.
Okay, and that was before.
Yeah, we've been in business for 36 years.
Wow, that is one long time. Congratulations for you.
Thank you, and you know, no bankruptcies, no nothing. So,
okay, what's the need for this working capital right now?
Some of it's to take care of some back bills. Some of it's we're switching back to military and medical, so more expensive materials. And the few customers we were able to pick up, but it almost seems general for the industry. Because we were in oil, and oil, they pretty much paid for material. So these people now, we got to pay for material, new certification, get some better inspection equipment, and probably hire one or two people.
Okay.
Medical and military have gone out to, I shouldn't say military, I should say aerospace.
I mean, it's the same, almost the same industry nowadays, right?
It is. But we try not to make things that directly impale people.
True. Okay. So are you also looking for equipment, maybe?
That may happen down the road a ways, and this money could help towards...
Kind of freeing up the cash flow?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's something that we can probably help you out with.
But if, you know, you have the light parameters, these people are supposed to get back with us by, what, tomorrow or the next day?
Yeah.
And these are actually the second people, because some people came through with, you know, they were like 38%. We're like, well, we can't, you know? And we're
that's,
like,
yeah,
well,
that's a huge percentage right there.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you a few preliminary questions, if that's all right. So you're saying that you need how much again, 35 to 40?
Yeah, 35 to like 42, depending on, you know, we may look at purchasing another fourth axis.
Okay. And then, so our working capital program, it's a little different. I don't know if you're familiar with, I guess, the terms that come with, I guess, multiple different programs. But for us, it's we base it off of sales. So we take your top line revenue, and we are able to free up around 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash for the business.
Okay.
What did you guys do for sales, total sales, last year in 2015?
2015, I think we
were like
low.
A ballpark?
Let me ask my business partner, and he'll know, you know, 15 was a while ago. Numbers are always in my head, so just seconds.
Okay, no problem.
Oh, he says about 520,000.
520,000. Okay, and then what about this year? What are you guys on track for this year?
I'm thinking on track for this year because we're in this transition period.
Mm-hmm.
We're probably only going to do, unless it really opens up, probably only going to do like 480,000. I was hoping to break or exceed that, you know, get it back up to 550,000, but I think we're going to fall short.
Yeah, that's okay. You know, it happens. Every year is a different year, but you still push through it, you know?
Yeah, but when we were doing lots of oil, we were, you know, up in the sevens and 800,000. So.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But we leaned down on some people, so.
Okay. All right, so you want to use this money to pay some bills and then...
Well, and get positioned more to bring on the new customers.
Okay, get positioned for
the new customers have, you know, it's net 90 days, and I don't have the money right now in my bank account.
Yeah, to cover that.
To cover that.
Okay, and then when would you need this money by?
Oh, you know, to pay some of the back bills, sooner the better.
So as soon as possible, then?
Yeah, you know, a couple weeks.
Okay, well, I mean, with us, you would be able to get it extremely quickly, depending on, you know, what terms we can get you.
Do me a favor, because I got to take off and take care of a customer here.
Okay, can I ask you a couple?
Send me another new email,
uh-huh,
every form that you would like us to shoot to you, and I'll try and get that done by tomorrow.
Yeah, if you get that in to me, I can give you some numbers to play around with, and then we can see where we can work with from there.
Okay, sounds
good. What's the best email address I can reach you at, David?
The a.p.p.1@sbcglobal.net.
sbcglobal.net. All right, let me repeat that real quick. You said a.p.p.1@sbcglobal.
Two P's and three dots.
Two P's and three dots. Okay, so it's
a.p.p.1, which is APP.
You're right, for Applied Precision Products.
At
and then one, is there a one at the end of that?
Yes, numeral
okay.
one, at sbcglobal.net.
Okay, all right, I will send you over what I'm going to need from you. It's pretty simple. We have a one-page application for the working capital loan, and then all I'm going to need from you is the 6 months of your most recent bank statements, and then two first pages of your most recent business tax return. And do you guys happen to take credit cards for payment?
No.
No credit cards? Okay, then not a problem. All right, but those are the three things that I'll need from you. I'll shoot it out to the email, and it has, like, my contact information, how you can get a hold of me, and then how you can send it over either by fax or by email, whichever way is easier for you.
Sounds good.
All right, David. Looking
Thanks.
Forward to it. Just get that into me as soon as you can, and we can see what we can do for you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, man. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.